This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Okay, welcome back to the Grillin' Guys on Michigan Talk Network. We are live on a remote at Sobeys Meats in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we're just traveling around the state, having fun every Saturday, trying to figure out what this crazy radio business is like. My name is Barbecue Bob. I'm the original Infra Redneck. That's Infra Redneck.
Yeah, there's a story behind that. Yep, there's absolutely a story behind that.
And my partner here is Jop.
Yeah, hey. It's good to be here, Bob. I tell you what, we're statewide now. The Grillin' Guys are in backyards all over the state of Michigan. We're on Super Talk 1570 in Flint, as well as the Sports Extra 1330 over there in Flint. The Grillin' Guys are smoking up the east side of the state. Stick with us because you're going to learn a ton of stuff about how to make your grilled food this much better. Joining us today is Chef Bob Schultz. He's a culinary instructor at the Grand Rapids Community College, but he has alumni students that have went through his program that are cooking all over the world. And what we're doing with Bob today is, if you're just joining us, we talked a little bit about brining in the previous segment, and I want to transition that over. We want to finish that brining talk because if you were listening, there's one key point that we missed. And what was that, Bob?
Yes. When I talked about like a lighter brine, I mean thinning it down with more of a water solution. A lot of times when you're brining like a more tender or more lean piece of meat, you don't have to go as long. So when I say a lighter brine, I'm thinning it more with a water to apple juice, to sugar to salt solution, so it's very light, so it's almost very light.
Yeah, it's unlike a brine when you would specifically be trying to pickle the meat.
Correct.
Which is what a Cornish pickling or what they call like a corned beef.
Correct.
Correct. The Cornish method.
Very light.
Yeah.
Very light.
Which you do for tough and gamey meat.
Right.
Like a brisket, turns it into corned beef, turns it into a great piece of meat. I'd rather take a brisket and just throw it on the good one smoker and turn it into a little piece of heaven. We're going to talk later on in the show with a good guy down in Texas, and he's going to talk all about that same piece of meat. So anyway, we appreciate that little tip on that, Bobby.
Well, let's transition over, okay, because as we discussed, the brining takes a few days to do it right. Okay, it's today, it's Saturday, and tomorrow I've got a family full of 12 people coming over, and I need to cook something on the grill. Let's transition from a brine, which takes a few days, to marinade.
Do you really? You don't even look panicked.
Yeah, I'm not, because it's all under control, baby.
Yes, definitely marinating meats is the way to go if you have a day to marinate meats. A nice thing about marinating meats is you can really tenderize that meat very quickly. By tenderizing that meat, you want more acid in your marinades. More, it could be vinegar, could be wine, could be lemon juice or lime juice, any tomato products in that brine.
So let's talk about the acids briefly.
Okay.
Here's you have to be very careful with your balance, right?
Absolutely.
Because those acids will actually cook your meat.
Correct.
In the refrigerator.
Correct.
It's a weird thing to watch.
Method. Yes.
Chicken's very susceptible.
Correct. Yeah, meats can be too. Definitely red meats are and pork. And that's a common mistake when people are marinating is they go too much acid.
Too long.
And then it's cooking on the outside. And it actually turns like an opaque color with poultry. On the outside.
It still tastes okay, but it looks kind of weird.
That's true. And it gets a little tougher.
Changes texture. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Well that's very cool.
Yeah, with Mother's Day coming up, you don't want to do that because more than half of the grilling food that I serve my wife, it has to pass the test of her eye before she'll ever taste it. Right? So you want to make sure that it looks good. Now, you can hide a lot of mistakes if you slather barbecue sauce all over everything, but that's not what the Grillin' Guys are about because, in my opinion only, everything in moderation. I don't need to slather anything.
Oh, it's like my Ogie-san say, everything in life need a balance.
Yeah.
Hey, on that, I'm going to take this opportunity to remind everybody it's the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are on a live broadcast right now in Grand Rapids, Michigan at a big meat shop called Sobey Meats, and they're having their 8th anniversary sale, so the Grillin' Guys come in here once a year. Next weekend, we are going to be having a lot of fun also at a remote event. We're going to be working for K&M Dodge, and we're going to be at a big Catholic festival at St. Anthony's, so that'll be fun. But, you know, Jop, it's National Barbecue Month.
It is, you know, and there's a lot going on with May, the month of May. It kicks off the season. Between tomorrow being Mother's Day and a couple weeks from now is Memorial Day, this is the official start of the barbecue season, and month is, or May is that month where it kicks off.
Yeah, and you know, I never agreed with that because I barbecue all year long, and I think it almost misleads people to say May is really the time to start grilling. No, January is the time to start grilling or smoking or whatever. It's like I do it all year long.
Well, yeah.
And a lot of people do. The stats are huge. It's like 70-some percent of North Americans grill all year long now.
That's right.
That's
and
a huge number.
And it's moving north.
Yeah.
That's the cool part is the higher percentage of that is down in the warmer climes where you don't have to, you know, put on your parka to go out and grill. But we still do it. It just takes a little longer. But we're through that season now. And summer's coming and barbecue time is here.
That's right, because it's affordable, it's convenient, and it's family friendly.
You know, I keep the mess outside. That's the part that, guys, that's the practical part of all of this. You put the meat on there, you grill it. And then you can either turn up the grill or shut the lid if you're using charcoal, give it a little more air, bring that temperature up, and it's kind of a self-cleaning process. Does that work that way in a commercial kitchen, too, a little bit, or not so much?
A little bit, but it all depends on what kind of equipment we're using, but not as well as it does in the backyard barbecue.
Right.
Definitely. We have some commercial equipment that we can regulate the moisture when cooking, the airflow with cooking, and I know we can do that with a lot of the grills, by a lot of the vents and the technology with the new grills are absolutely amazing.
What I like about it is grilling is affordable.
Yes.
Because you can... You know, there's again, great stats to back that up, but let's say the average price of a 16-ounce ribeye runs you in a restaurant $25. Well, I'm looking at a big meat counter right here with ribeyes on sale for like $7-$8 a pound and some good-looking marbled, you know, Angus.
Yes.
So, and there's no comparison there. I get to stay on my deck. I've got a cooler full of my favorite Michigan microbrews. My wife might have a bottle of a great Michigan wine, and we get to keep it all in state, not spend any of that stinking Arab gas, you know? What the heck?
Yeah, you know what? It's all about the staycation these days. With gas, I suppose, chokes me to say, it's looking pretty good at $3.60 a gallon.
Yes.
I mean, because your perspective, it was three weeks ago, but, you know, hang on, it'll go back up there. The summer's coming, you want your toys out, and you know what? Gas is going to go up. But, you know, so what we're trying to do is help you out in your backyard, teach you a little bit more about how to use your equipment, the recipes to use, the techniques to use to get a great quality product, create that grill envy that comes from when your neighbor comes over and you're grilling and he eats or she eats some of your grilled food. It's a fantastic result. And all it takes is a little bit of practice and a little bit of knowledge, and I tell you what, you can go from good to great pretty quickly.
I'll tell you what.
You got it, Bob.
All right. What's coming up next, Jeff?
Well, coming up next, we're going to talk about Texas barbecue with our friend Clem McKeska. He's a live restaurateur down in the state of Texas, got himself 5 barbecue joints.
You're going to like Clem.
Yeah, and you are too, guys. So you're listening to The Grilling Guys. We're statewide. We welcome everybody in Battle Creek and Kalamazoo. We'll be back.
This is The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.